T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
BJ and Jamie.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has unleashed its nominees eligible for induction in 2017. I can't hear you.
Say, who could it be?
There you are. Hi.
Who could it be?
Well, these are just contenders. The nominations include Journey.
Okay.
I think Pearl Jam.
Well deserved.
Pearl Jam. Tupac Shakur.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see here. There's a buttload of other ones I've never even heard of. So they want you to vote, though. Hmm. Oh, the Cars. I like the Cars. Remember the Cars, that skinny guy, and he was married to that hot model?
Yeah.
When we were, like, in fifth grade?
Barely.
She liked a nightlife, baby, she said.
That's the Cars?
Yeah. I like the nightlife, baby. Remember?
That skinny... I was more of a fan of the Trucks. I'm just kidding. I don't know anything about trucks.
What are you doing today?
I don't know.
Do you feel okay? I feel like you have a fever. What's got you down?
No, I'm fine.
Oh, you're fine.
I'm good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, good, good, good.
See, I feel like a lot of people right now, you know, the election's going on. That's just irritating. The weather's changing. It's freaking cold outside.
It's chilly.
No, it was cold. And then this.
What?
It's back.
What?
It made its way in 2012.
What?
Now it's back.
The what?
Facebook privacy policy.
Oh, yeah.
The hoax. People, stop sharing this. I am telling Facebook not to be allowed to share. So I think it was one of the stations here, TV stations, just posted that this thing has not been this viral since 2012.
The deadline's today, by the way.
It's not
real.
You
have to post it today.
It's not real.
You have to post it today. If you don't know this, all your privacy stuff on Facebook, unless you tell Facebook, you got to post and tell Facebook that I don't want my stuff to be public. And that way, they have to lock it out.
It's so funny when somebody posts that thing, like, I do not give Facebook permission. So my friend Brad, it's so funny. I go, hey, you big dummy, this is fake. Yeah. And he doesn't say anything. And then about, I don't know, an hour later, I check Facebook and all these other people are like, Brad, this isn't real. And then he's like, he goes, I know, I was just kidding. I was just seeing, like, if you guys bought it. Shut up, Brad Dillman. Seriously. That's what he told me.
Well, I just want you to know that the deadline is today. Make sure you get it posted.
Nothing.
Or your stuff's going to go public.
Oh, Lord.
All your pictures, everything.
Everything. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Yep. So don't forget that.
Get it posted.
Speaking of politics, because that makes everybody happy when you talk about politics, right? They love it. So this should make you happy. A professor's model, which has been correct since it was first used in 1996, has Donald Trump winning on November 8th with an 87% degree of certainty.
Hmm.
However... another poll, which they say has always been accurate, says Hillary Clinton will win with an 86.6% likelihood.
What do you think is going to happen?
I don't know. How can two polls that have always been right be opposite? That doesn't make any sense.
Because it's an election like nobody's ever seen.
I guess.
That's why.
But you know this one, like, Summit's poll or whatever it is? It's always been right. Well, they're saying that Clinton wins. This other poll, like Bob's poll, it's always been right. And it says Trump wins.
Yeah.
I've never heard of two polls that have always been right that have two different people.
I know that every prediction that's been made about Donald Trump has been wrong. Every one. Every single stinking one.
Like that his hair was fake?
No. I'm talking about winning. He didn't have a chance when he announced. He didn't have a chance against 15 Republicans. He didn't have a chance to get the nomination. He didn't have a chance, didn't have a chance, didn't have a chance, yet he's there. Now, will it happen one more time? Because it's all you need, one more. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
That's awesome.
I think we're going to be surprised how close it is.
I was just kidding when I want to talk about politics. I just want to tell you about that one poll.
Yeah.
Billy Bush officially is leaving NBC with what? $10 million. Yeah. Yay,
it's pretty
Billy.
Good payout.
It's a great payout.
Yeah, I'd be talking about that, too, for $10 million.
Wow, there's a lot going on over here. Yeah, I would talk bad about men for $10 million.
Yeah.
I would demean men and their tiny, tiny wieners for $10 million.
You already do. And you don't get $10 million.
I'm just saying I would do it.
Just saying.
Why don't I get paid for this? Billy Bush is officially gone from the Today Show. The TV host announced last night that he's bye-bye NBC after he was suspended for his role in the leaked 2005 Access Hollywood tape in which he and Donald Trump demeaned women.
What a nice payout, too. Billy Bush had just joined the Today Show maybe a month ago. It wasn't that long ago because Jamie and I were sitting here watching it one morning. And it's like, hey, that's Billy Bush on there. And it was just about a month ago. And he only did 1 hour. See, they were trying to weed him in, trying to get him into the groove. So they gave him the 9 o'clock hour. He only did 1 hour. And now he's being paid $10 million. That's a good gig.
That is a fantastic gig, right? Fantastic. Somebody mentioned I said Bob's poll. I didn't mean like I
who?
I was like, they have the Summit poll over here and then Bob's poll over here.
Who's Bob?
It was just I was just making up a name for a poll.
There's a Bob's poll?
Nothing! Lindsay Lohan is mixing business with pleasure. Hubba, hubba, you go, Lindsay.
She
Lindsay
always
Lohan.
Does.
Oh, my God.
She always does.
I don't know why people find her attractive.
I don't either.
She was caught kissing her business partner, Greek restaurateur Dennis Biglong name, at a nightclub in Athens. He's the money man behind Lohan, the new club he and Lindsay opened in Athens Saturday night. So she's making all these Lohan nightclubs all over the world, and she's got a man to pay for. She's like a high-paid woman of the evening.
She's very skanky.
Ugh. I haven't heard the word skanky in a long time.
I think I used it yesterday.
You did?
I've worked skanky in 2 days in a row.
Use it in a sentence.
Lindsay Lohan's very skanky.
Use it as a question.
Hey, where's all the skanks?
Okay, I'm done. We're going to get fired. And we're not going to get $10 million.
Well, you asked me to use it in a sentence.
I'm just saying.
I'm just doing my job over here. Being your
partner. Bark like a dog. Yeah. Angelina Jolie already removing all her tattoos related to Brad Pitt. She has the longitude and the latitude of his birthplace, which, by the way, I believe is in Columbia, Missouri.
So she What's in Columbia?
I think that Brad Pitt was born in Columbia, Missouri. Home of Walmart.
He's Missourian, huh?
He's a, yeah, the show me state. So she's getting all her longitudes and latitudes. And they both got tattoos in Cambodia about their love for each other.
Yeah. Now, I know somebody that's going through the tattoo removal.
Yeah.
Ooh, man, does that hurt.
That's what they say.
Worse
than anything on the planet.
And he's got it like on like, I think it's neck or back or something. I don't know. But it's very sensitive. And it hurts.
Well, I guess even on your arm, you can't move up your arm. It feels like a booster shot.
I don't know. I've never had to go through that, but I hear it's very painful.
I'm thinking about getting all tatted up, sleeves.
You should get some sleeves.
Yeah, getting some sleeves.
What would you put on?
Like a jungle.
Yeah.
And a parakeet. I love parakeets.
Yeah. I would have guessed for you.
A cockatoo?
Kind of like your life in a way.
Yeah.
You should get a roller coaster.
Wow. Like
it just goes up and down around your arm, around your shoulders, then over here, and then a couple of humps.
Really? A couple of humps.
A couple of humps here. Huh. Right here in this area.
I get it.
And then, it goes.
My life is
down
not a
way.
Roller coaster.
A big roller coaster. Why does nobody get a roller coaster, Sean? That would be a great long tattoo.
That would be. That would be a great long tattoo.
Did we wake you up?
No. I'm just trying to imagine why you would get a roller coaster tattoo.
I felt like you just woke up.
Because he feels like my life is a roller coaster, and it's not a roller coaster, okay?
I wasn't jiving with
the roller coaster.
Her life's a roller coaster,
and she should get a roller coaster.
I heard all of that.
What part is a roller coaster?
You know the big humps where the roller coaster climbs the hill and then...
Yeah, plummets.
So the humps are my boobs. Yeah. That's hilarious.
Oh,
I never said that.
You went like this across your chest.
Okay. Oh, nobody saw that.
Yeah, now you should get a roller coaster tattoo. Now that I understand where you're going.
I don't know why I find both of you so annoying today.
They climb that mountain, and then they
plummet down into the valley.
Then you climb another mountain.
Right. It's a double mountainer.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
You guys stayed up too late, didn't you?
Yes.
Go back to sleep.
What were you doing last night?
I was receiving prank calls late into the 8 o'clock hour.
I know. You were up late, buddy. What's up with your recliner? Yes.
I was watching a football game.
Oh, football.
And then prank calling people.
Like,
drinking iced tea.
God, it was like you're like 10 years old. I'm like, go to bed, little buddy.
Yeah.
I'm going to prank call people.
Well, the whole thing was new to me.
Yeah.
I found the website and I just had some fun.
All right, so there's this girl. She's like a rapper, I think. Azalea Banks. I've heard of some of her music. But anyway, so she went to a party at Russell Crowe's house. And I guess she got drunk, allegedly, like way drunk. And then she started getting in a fight with people. And so what did Russell Crowe do? He picked her up and set her outside and locked the door.
She claims that he roughed her up.
Yep.
I don't know.
I'm going to blame her.
Yeah, I think I will, too. It's not good to blame the woman, though. But she, from what people are saying, she was pretty liquored up.
Oh, sometimes we're psycho. We can be blamed. It's fine.
I agree.
Okay, good.
All right.
All right. sorry, girls.
I'm going to go with Jamie on this one.
Sometimes we're just... let's see here. Is it true they're removing all clownfish from all aquariums across the country? News at 11. Jennifer Lopez broke up with Casper Smart because he cheated twice.
Yeah, twice. You're,
what is he thinking?
You're dating J-Lo? You're a backup dancer. You make minimum wage. She's loaded and beautiful.
Right? She seems to be smart, funny, gorgeous. She's a looker. She's, I mean, seems to be the total package. If I'm a guy and I'm not a guy, I'm a girl. And she seems to be the total package.
I'm a guy.
What are you doing?
She's the total package.
What are you doing?
Casper.
I mean, seriously, first of all, dude, you're not that attractive.
No.
Secondly, she's the bank.
Big time. Big time.
Jennifer Fargo, what? And you're a backup singer. Or dancer. Not even a singer. You don't even sing. Yeah, I don't know what he was singing. They said that it was off again, on again, off again, on again, off, off, off. Oh, no, no. Anyway, that she caught him cheating a long time ago, and he promised, like y'all do, all you men, I'll never do it again. I love you.
Oh, they say he's begging her to get back with her. I'll never do it again. Just beg, beg, beg. J-Lo's going to have nothing of this, though. And Casper, what are you thinking, dude? The only thing you perfected in life is the running man.
Was that your attempt at humor?
No, I'm just saying. He does this. In the background, as she sings.
I think he pops and locks.
He pops and locks?
I think he pops and locks.
I don't think he has that down, though. He's a rookie. What's he thinking? I wonder who he cheated with, though. You got to figure, if he's dating J-Lo, that they must be really, really smoking hot. You don't think it's some fly-by-night hooker, do you?
Are you guys saying that if she was ugly and poor, then it's okay to cheat on her?
No,
we're saying it's easier. We didn't say any of it was all right. We just said it was easy.
I didn't say that
it was right, no matter who it is. You don't cheat on somebody. Yeah. But it is easier, I guess.
No.
What?
Oh.
Okay, let's just... Wow. I don't even know what just happened there. Anyway, yeah, he is begging for his life. I guess he's been doing all kinds of drama on Instagram. Dude, you're a man.
Yeah. He's begging.
He's doing things like showing off a new leg tattoo. His new leg tattoo says this.
You must embrace the darkness to see the light.
He sent her an edible arrangement, too.
He did?
Yeah.
I love edible arrangements.
He sent her, but it didn't work.
It didn't?
Normally, the edible arrangement will work in any situation, but not with J-Lo. She was not impressed with the chocolate covered banana.
Remember when Cactus Pete sent me the edible arrangement? Do you remember when Cactus Pete did?
Sure did.
Totally put out.
Yeah, you did.
Yep.
Boy, did you.
Huge. You give me an edible arrangement, I'll give you 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, that should be their catchphrase.
That's a deal. That is a deal.
Right there.
That's
it
marketing,
is.
Man.
It really is. Thank you, edible arrangements. All right. That's not something I want to do. Gary Busey apparently touches girls or something. I don't know. You know, they're just trying to say all this stuff about Trump. Well, yeah. They are saying stuff about Trump. Did my music run out?
I don't know. Yeah, I think it did.
Anyway,
no, it's still there.
Oh, there it is. Anyway, I feel like this has gone long. Gary Busey, I guess he touched some girl or whatever. I don't know. He honked her or something and during The Apprentice, and Donald Trump laughed.
You honked her.
I don't even know.
Is that supposed to be like another slam on Trump?
I don't even know why I brought it up. and I'm going to end it there. There you go. Tablet trash.
Thank
Ta-da!
You.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.